This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. People are suddenly shocked, mind you, to learn that Facebook has been spying on them. Yep, turns out the Facebook app, if you installed it on your mobile device, it would sweep up all your phone calls and all your emails. Everything that you received on your phone was being swept up by Facebook and, of course, funneled right to the NSA to archive all your private calls, all your private emails, everything you ordered if you have email confirmations, everything. Who you called, the duration of your call, what time of day you called, all this stuff. And, of course, it was also tracking your location as well. The Facebook app was basically a spy app that you installed and then you gave it permission. You know, when you install it and it says, this app needs permissions to access, you know, and it lists all these things, your camera, your emails, your contacts, all this stuff, and then you say yes, you just gave it permission to spy on you. And I've been warning people about this for many, many years, and most people were like, I don't care, I'm not doing anything wrong. And now, guess what? Your whole life has been cataloged in a spy network called Facebook. And Mark Zuckerberg, who is, of course, a globalist liar, a deep state operative himself, he's a front man for the Facebook spy network. Mark Zuckerberg didn't even build Facebook. He didn't invent it. It was stolen, but that's another story. He goes out and lies and says they didn't steal anything from people. They didn't know that everybody gave their permission, he says. Oh, you mean when that pop-up was like, we need access to your contacts and your phone records and all this stuff, and people click yes? People don't read that stuff. People aren't going to read 37 pages of fine print on your terms of service. It was a spy app. And that's why when people deleted Facebook off their mobile phones, all of a sudden their phones were faster and their batteries lasted longer. Huh. It was like a big performance boost just by removing the Facebook app. Now, as far as I understand, this was primarily being done on Android devices because I believe that iPhone devices have better security. In fact, I've been seriously thinking about switching over to iPhone. You know, it's like evil on one hand and evil on the other. You're either tied into the evil Apple Corporation or the evil Google Corporation, now known as Alphabet. But the truth is that Apple actually has better privacy and better security, by far. So I may have to switch over to Apple on this. I have not been an iPhone guy, but hey, I'm flexible. If it's better and more secure and has better privacy, I'll check it out. Anyway, here's the thing. People like Edward Snowden and Julian Assange and myself and others have been warning you for years that this was going on. And for the most part, you know, the average person out there is just totally oblivious and clueless to the encroaching authoritarian police state that is taking over their society. They have no idea. And in fact, they'd love to call it a conspiracy theory. A little eye roll. Oh, yeah, your phone is spying on you. Yeah, what are you, some kind of nut? That's what they say, you know. Like a line right out of Dumb and Dumber, you know. And yet, the app is a spy network. All these tech companies are front-end spying systems for the NSA and the CIA and the deep state. You know, the tech front groups are essentially extensions of the deep state. Google, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, Yahoo, AOL, you name it. They're all working for the deep state. The whole point of Google, and this is why it got so much funding up front, was to build a search engine that would collect data on everyone. And then to roll out all these services that would collect more data. Oh, maps and voice recognition and shopping. And then they can use that power to not only spy on you, but of course to criminalize you. If you happen to go online and search for how to make a bomb, let's say you're a writer and you're writing a fiction book and you want the fiction book to be somewhat authentic, so you want your fictional character to be able to make a bomb in your book in some, you know, realistic way. You don't want to sound like a moron, right? So you go online and you search for how to make a bomb. Specific detailed instructions. Well, all of a sudden, the police are knocking on your door. Well, how does that work? Because Google is spying on you. Google's monitoring everything you search. And if what you search doesn't agree with the state, then law enforcement is dispatched to your door. And just a few days ago, Google banned all searches on Google Shopping for guns. For guns. Anything related to the word gun. Like Guns N' Roses, you know, was banned. There was a clothing company called Laguna or Laguna Beach or something, banned because it has the word gun in Laguna. This is what Google's doing now. So it won't be long before you're searching for something like where to buy gun magazines. And the police come to your door and they arrest you as a suspected terrorist because they say, well, you might use those gun magazines to shoot up a school. We can't have that. We saw you search for that on Google. We saw that. Or you tell a friend on Facebook, I'm going to buy a high-capacity magazine. And then all of a sudden, police are knocking on your door. You see, all of these tech systems are just spy networks. It is a police state. The United States and other Western countries are becoming communist China, and it's the tech companies that are making it happen. They are the narcs, the tattletales, the spies. The overlords might be the best term, the technological overlords watching everything you do. And Google's just rolled out a camera that they want you to install in your home so the camera can watch everything you do. Huh. And I guess they say it's so we can give you personalized shopping recommendations. Oh, really? Are people that stupid? I mean, and the answer is yes. Some people will do that. Wasn't it Amazon that rolled out a camera that you're supposed to put in your bedroom to watch you dress and undress yourself so that Amazon could recommend wardrobe and clothing products that you might enjoy while the Amazon cameras are watching you nude? Seriously, this is part of the Amazon system. And I guess people are okay with that. It's mind-boggling. And then, of course, you got Amazon Echo, which is another spy network in your living room or your bedroom or wherever you put it. It's constantly listening to everything you say, and it's constantly uploading everything you say to Amazon servers, which, by the way, are also shared by the CIA. You know, the CIA is one of Amazon's biggest clients. You think the CIA isn't archiving everything you say in your home? Of course they are. Wake up, people. I mean, I know you're already awake if you're listening to this, speaking to those out there who, I guess they're just hopelessly clueless at this point. You know, everything that's happening to them right now that they're shocked by, you know, I was warning about 5 or 10 years ago, and others like Edward Snowden, for example. Edward Snowden sacrificed basically his entire life to go public and warn people about what was happening, and nothing changed. You notice that? Nothing changed. It's all still the same police state, surveillance state that it was before Edward Snowden blew the whistle. It's all still the same tyrannical techno-tyranny system. And I remember 5 years ago, mainstream media would say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist if you think your TV is spying on you. And then it comes out in Wired Magazine and ARS Technica and everywhere else. Oh, guess what? The Samsung smart TVs are actually spying on you. And Samsung is gathering, it's actually watching you through the TV camera right out of 1984. And they're watching you to gauge your emotional reactions to the shows you're watching. And they know what show it is at the same time they see your emotional reactions, and they compile a psychographic profile of you. And then they sell that to marketing companies and no doubt the NSA and the CIA and everybody else. This is well known. This is fully documented. And again, 5 years ago, you would have been called a conspiracy theorist if you mentioned this fact that's actually happening. Now, it's well documented. It's well known. And people are still out there buying Samsung smart TVs. It's like, what is wrong with you people? Why don't you just buy an NSA anal probe and insert it rectally and just let the agency monitor everything about you? Why don't you just buy like a mind meld NSA helmet, put it on your head, and just let the NSA scan your brain? These clueless people out there are just I don't know what it is. It's like humanity has been so dumbed down, or so indoctrinated, I guess, to be just sheeple, to be enslaved. There are times that I wonder whether humanity, the origins of our species, was that maybe we were genetically engineered to be a slave race or something, and that's why everybody's so damn obedient to false authority, and that's why so few people are willing to ask questions. You know, people like you and me. And of course, the whole system is designed to suppress anyone who is a critical thinker or a skeptical thinker and so on. If you ask questions, you are punished. You are slandered. You are smeared. You're censored. Notice that YouTube banned my entire channel. And it wasn't because of my videos on natural health or anything. It was because I put out a video where I said, hey, according to genetic science, there are only two genders, XX and XY. That's what got me banned. Think about the level of thought control that YouTube is implementing. You know, just think about the level of insanity and totalitarianism and authoritarianism that YouTube and Google is now asserting over your life, where you can't say anything that they don't automatically approve, and at the same time, they're going to watch you, and they're going to spy on you, and they're going to put cameras and microphones in your home. Actually, you're going to buy them. You're going to buy all the spy tools that are spying on you. You're buying the mobile phone. You're downloading the Facebook app. You're buying the Samsung TV. You're putting it in your freaking living room. You're putting the Amazon Echo that you bought in your bedroom. You're letting Amazon listen to all your private bedroom activity. You're letting Amazon cameras watch you get dressed. And somehow there are people that don't seem to understand the level of privacy they're giving up or the level of tyranny that they're inviting into their own homes. I have no doubt that Amazon Fire TV devices are listening to your conversations. I have no doubt that every major piece of electronics from Amazon, Google, or Microsoft, or any other company like that, even Skype video on your computer, has access to your camera, right? Has access to your microphones. It's listening to you constantly. It's uploading everything you say. If you're running Skype on your computer and you're talking around your computer, it's all being uploaded to the NSA. I have no doubt. I've been warning you about this for years, and it's just confirmed again and again and again. And yet there's still people out there like, no, it's not. You're not doing that. What are you, paranoid? You some kind of paranoid? These morons, you know? It's people. This is all openly admitted. This is all well known. In fact, the Facebook app article was in ARS Technica, and they cited people who were downloading some of the new disclosure documents that Facebook presents to allow you to see if your privacy was violated, and people were downloading those documents and finding a log of all the phone calls they made on Facebook servers. Like, WTF, man. Whoa. Facebook app was monitoring and recording all your calls? Yeah. People are still resisting the reality here. People are still denying. They're in denial. They're like, it's not even happening. It's not true. Why are you trying to scare people? I'm not trying to scare people, I'm trying to wake people up. If you're too stupid to realize that you are inviting a spy network into your life, then, I don't know, maybe you deserve to be spied on. Perhaps. I'm just saying, this is actually happening. So let's talk about solutions. What can you do to protect your privacy? Well, number one, you have to give a crap about your privacy, because it's going to be inconvenient to protect it. Okay, so let's start with that. It's going to be inconvenient to turn off your phone and unplug your microphones and put a piece of tape over your webcam and all the things that you actually literally now have to do to protect your privacy. You can't speak around your laptop if it has a microphone and it's connected to the web. You can't talk around your Amazon devices because they're recording you and uploading it to the CIA, no doubt. You can't trust any Google camera, any Google microphone. You can't trust any Amazon camera or microphone. You can't trust any app on your phone or on your computer, your laptop, all of them. You have to be justifiably suspicious of what they are and who wrote them and what are they doing. Because any app that you install on your computer can just access your microphone and access your webcam. Well, don't you know that even members of Congress, they're blackmailed all the time? Because the NSA just gets access to their webcam and just starts rolling video recording until they find the member of Congress doing something compromising on their in front of their computer, and then boom, you got them blackmailed. How do you think the Supreme Court decision landed in favor of Obamacare with Chief Justice Roberts back in, what year was that, 2013 or 14? I forgot what year. They had something on Chief Justice Roberts. Why do you think Jeff Sessions is practically the deep state right now? Why is he not going after the people who are committing crimes in the deep state? Why is he not going after Hillary Clinton, who is a criminal felon mafia boss? The answer is Jeff Sessions has been compromised. They've got something on him. Could be through his webcam. Could be through his home computer microphone. You know, it's so damn easy to blackmail all these people if you're the NSA or the CIA and you're willing to just hack this stuff. It's so easy. And people make it easy. They just leave their webcam on. You know, they don't cover it up. They just leave their microphones plugged in. And they run all these apps and give them all their permissions. So if you want to stop this from happening in your life, you have to block all those apps. You have to block, you know, all that stuff. You got to unplug the microphones. You got to get the spy cams out of your house. That's how you do it. So, hey, you have to become intelligently concerned and aware about all the efforts to spy on you and all the efforts to surveil you and record everything you're saying and doing, record video and record audio and record your keystrokes. It's all happening. It's now an established fact. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy fact. It is confirmed. It is happening right now. It's probably ensnared you. And that's in addition to all the hardware that police departments can buy to spy on your phone and siphon off all your texts. You know, your phone texts are not private. You should be using private apps instead, like Signal from Whisper Systems has privacy built in, actually is private. You know, you better start thinking about what you're doing and how you're giving all these corporations and front groups and spy agencies access to everything in your life. Because believe me, the only reason they're gathering all this is to use it against you. This is not some humanitarian effort to assist you in leading a better life and making everything more convenient for you. No. It's about enslaving you under a totalitarian police state regime, a techno-tyranny, that will use your words against you to prosecute you. And if you're ever accused of any crime ever in the future, they can go back and they can go through everything you ever said and they can find some words that would further indict you. Something you said in the privacy of your own home. Something you said when you were drunk, maybe. Something you said when you were angry. Something you said in response to a TV show you were watching. Those words can be used against you forever. So keep all that in mind. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and you can hear more podcasts at HealthRangerReport.com. realvideo.com. We've got an upcoming free speech website, real.video. Check it out. It's launching this summer. It's going to be awesome. Be attacked by the deep state, no doubt, but we'll do our best to keep it up. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.